It's finally happening. It's been a rough few years with COVID. I remember last year we were talking about doing the virtual tulips, but now the tulips are ready to go to see in person.
That's right. So after a two-year hiatus, which was not of our doing, obviously, we're back bigger than better. So the theme this year is explore. And it's really a great theme that our head gardener came up with, given COVID and the way the world is. So we're encouraging people to get out and explore.
Now, beautiful. For those who don't know, what is actually tulip time? What actually happens?
It's one of Australia's oldest floral festivals. And we plant 75,000 tulips 5 months ago. So they take 5 months to bloom.
Wow.
They're all starting to come out this week, which is awesome. We theme our garden beds, and this year, as I said, it's explore. And people come from far and wide just to walk around these beautiful historic gardens and enjoy all of the Southern Highlands, barrel out and about, eateries and wineries. And, yeah, it's just a great time of year, spring in the Highlands.
The Highlands is such a beautiful place, and this just really it makes you, as you say, want to explore it even more. And why did we choose tulips? Is there a reason that it is the tulip that is chosen?
Well, I guess a lot like Canberra, it's about the climate.
Yeah.
So tulips thrive in our climate. They love the cold. So when they're bulbs, they love the cold.
Yeah.
And when it's spring and it's starting to warm up, they really love that as well. So this is perfect for our climate.
Awesome. And let's talk about tulips after dark. So there's options to go and see this at night. How does that work? Do you light up the gardens with some really cool light features?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So I saw all the scaffolding coming in yesterday, and basically we light the gardens up. So it's a really chill kind of atmosphere. There's live music. Our local wineries will be serving wine. So you can just grab a drink, have a look at the tulips under lights and listen to some local music.
And can we just go back to the fact that there have been 75,000 tulips planted?
Yeah, did you plant any of those, Libby? Or how many hands does it take to plant that many tulips?
We've got a team of six gardeners, and everything has to be planted by hand. So it's a really, really enormous effort.
Wow, and I can imagine also with the planning, because as you say, the theme explore, you want to put certain colours and patterns and prints and things like that. So I assume it takes a lot of also just planning, writing down on paper and figuring out what goes where.
It does, and a lot of illustrations and a lot of planning. So our head gardener, Rod, will start planning next year's event. As soon as this one's over, he'll start coming to us with ideas about next year. And yeah, you literally have to draw every garden bed, and you have to theme the colours, and there are so many colours of tulips and varieties of tulips as well, so it's a big job.
That's huge. And it's not just about the tulips, as you said before. You've got local winemakers and things like that, entertainment, markets, activities. It really is such an amazing event to be a part of. Like the Corbett Gardens, just it goes off. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. So people will just, for the next 2.5 weeks, will just be streaming through the gardens. The flow-on effect to Bowral and the outlying villages is really significant as well, because people go to Berrima and they'll go into Mittagong and they'll go into Bowral for their meal. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
And Libby, it is running up until the 3rd of October, which means it will go for just over about 2 weeks or something like that. You said that you only had a team of six to plant the actual tulips. Are you looking for more volunteers to help you get through this festival?
We always welcome volunteers. So we have what's called Tulip Time Greeters, and they are a fleet of ambassadors for the event who walk around the gardens and answer any questions that people have. And we also work really closely with Rotary, and Rotary, their volunteers man all of our entrances. So it's a big volunteer event and everybody just loves it.
Excellent. And tickets, where can people go to purchase them, and how much are they?
Tickets are under $15 with a booking fee, so they're really well priced. They're only available online at tuliptime.net.au, and there won't be tickets at the gates this year, so everybody needs to jump online and get their tickets or go into the Welcome Centre in Mittagong, and the team in there will help them buy tickets.
And don't forget, this festival is going from the 16th today up until the 3rd of October, so it should be a great festival to head along to. Make sure you make some time out of these next couple of weeks to head along to the Southern Highlands. Libby, good luck with it all. It's so good to see it back, and enjoy the festival. Enjoy the tulips.
Thanks, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.